DHS Chief Mayorkas denies Biden resettled Afghans with terrorism ties in U.S. despite Defense Department findings. By John Binder on May 6, 2022. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas seemed to deny that President Joe Biden's administration resettled unvetted Afghans, flagged for their ties to terrorism, across the United States despite a Defense Department Inspector General report that revealed otherwise. Following the U.S. Armed Forces withdrawal from Afghanistan in August 2021, Biden opened a refugee and parole pipeline for tens of thousands of Afghans to quickly be flown into American communities without being screened or interviewed in person beforehand. As Breitbart News reported, a Department of Defense Inspector General report reveals that Biden's agencies failed to properly vet Afghans arriving in the United States. As of November 2021, the report states that 50 Afghans already in the United States had been flagged for significant security concerns. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties, the report states, have since disappeared into the nation's interior. In one instance, the report noted that only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged months ago for security concerns could be located. During a Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing this week, Mayorkas slammed the Defense Department Inspector General report, claiming that it includes factual inaccuracies and seeming to deny that such resettlement of unvetted Afghans with terrorism ties has taken place. "We consider there to be infirmities in that report, factual inaccuracies. And we are continuing to review the report to identify all of them," Mayorkas said. "I know that there are a number of factual inaccuracies in that report." Senator James Lankford, ROK, noted that the Defense Department Inspector General report detailed cases of 28 Afghans who were resettled in the United States by the Biden administration who later were revealed to have matched individuals on the federal government's improvised explosive device list. "Those individuals, we don't know where they are now. They're in the country somewhere," Lankford said. "We understand that number could be as high as 50 and we want to be able to get information. DHS has said we vehemently disagree with that. I want to know, what is the answer to that? Because at this point, we just have a statement that we've got 28, maybe up to 50 people, that had ID fingerprints but they're in the country somewhere," he said. Also this week, the watchdog group Project Veritas released an explosive report accusing Biden of having resettled Afghans in American communities who allegedly match identities on the federal government's terrorism watch list. Biden is currently asking Congress to authorize the resettlement of Afghans for the next decade and to put resettled Afghans on a fast track to naturalized American citizenship. That plan is being supported by Senators Lindsey Graham, RSC, and Rob Portman, RO. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.